So, I guess when was the last time you had a chance to tour? Because I don't know when you got to Canada, but I guess the next tour is going to be probably a little more interesting to put together, or maybe not. I mean, less people have to come over, so.
Oh yeah, that's a great challenge right now. We're working on that for next year, and well, next year is in a few days now, but
Yes.
yeah, we're working on that, and we haven't announced that yet until we have all the dates confirmed. And but yeah, it's gonna be way more challenging because the last tour we did was just a few dates here in Western Canada, and it was hard enough because it was during winter, and it was in February, so it was like super cold and super snowy everywhere. And this time we're not planning to do Canada just yet. We're planning to move probably to other places, but yeah, it's definitely challenging to put together a band and like be rehearsing and everything to for the shows when you have half of the band in another country. And so, but yeah, we're preparing that, and people will be able to see that and in our social media.
All right. No, that sounds good. Yeah, I know it's tricky when it's always tricky to tour and put together everything, but yeah, hopefully it will go well. I'm sure it will go well. The other question I forgot to ask was, what does Cabra Can mean, and then how did you came up with the name for the band?
So it's basically based on the Popol Vuh, the book from the Mayans. Popol Vuh is a character in the story of creation, and it's the god of earthquakes and mountains for the Mayans. So it has a different spelling. We just changed spelling, but we really thought it would fit perfectly with a metal band, something that has such meaning, and it just worked. We really like it. It took a while to come up with that one, but yeah, that's basically what it means. It's just imagine God.
Good. No, that's good. Yeah, it's interesting this time. I mean, in this era where internet is available, like I talked to bands and they came up with a name, and it was hard for them. It took them days or weeks or months to come up with it, and then after that they have to go and search on the internet that no other band has the same name.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think with yours, I think it was a little not too bad. How many people read the Popol Vuh and then choose the same god? So that's probably not a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think right now there are like video games and there's some stuff with that name. Yeah, this one we started the band, it was different, so.
No, that's great. That's good. Okay, so where can people find more about you guys, your music? Do you have merchandise? Like, do you have a website?
Yeah, you can find us in YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Bandcamp, Twitter. We got a TikTok now. And our official website is cabracan.com.
Okay, which is, what is that? That is CRAVAKAAN.com.
Yeah, it's CABRAKAAN.com.
There you go. Yes, CA. Anyway, good. Thank you for putting it correct. Otherwise, people would have never found you. That's good. All right. Well, anything else? Anything else you want to share, or you want to, something that I missed?
No, I think just invite people to stay tuned for more. And I just waiting for to confirm the dates, and just stay tuned for more things to come.
No, that's good. Yeah, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Whenever you have news or dates or what have you, or new songs or anything, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to you know, spread the word. And yes, and hopefully one of these days you'll come to Western Canada again, and hopefully we can meet in person.
Oh yeah, that will be cool.
Exactly. Yeah, that will be great.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marco. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Antonio. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the CJSF app for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. We just listened to our guest tonight, Cabra Khan, from Calgary in Canada and also in Toluca, Mexico. We listened to the song Malitzin from their 2023 album Aztlan. And yeah, thanks again to Marco from chatting with us. And yeah, Malitzin is an interesting character. Suppose she was kind of an interpreter for the Spanish, specifically for Hernán Cortés. And yeah, many people consider her like a traitor for having worked with the enemy back in the day, a few hundred years ago. But, you know, there's other theories, ways of thinking that, you know, she was whatever, just helping. Anyway, just interesting how there's many points of view about her. Before that, we listened to Display of Decay from Edmonton, Canada. We listened to the song Condemned to Ash, which is part of their 2018 album Art in Mutilation. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Cabra Khan, and a traditional Mexican song titled Llorona. Something like, llorar is cry, to cry, but Llorona is also based on a Mexican legend about a woman that loses her children, her children died, and she kind of, you know, goes at night wailing and crying about her kids, and this happens even after she passes away, or it keeps happening after she passes away. So there you go, another beautiful Mexican legend. So yeah, we listened to Llorona, and this is from their 2014 EP, Songs from Anahuac. And yeah, we're almost at the end of the show here, so let's try to push in as much metal music as we can here at the Metal Meltdown.